Coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, the gaming convention capital of the world, it's episode 15 of Game On with Cody and John.
In this special episode, it's Game On location at HoosierCon 2009.
And Ann Arbor Trier to 9 Ninja vs. Ninja. Is there fear in this dojo? We'll talk about it.
All this and much more on Game On with Cody and John.
Well, howdy, gamers. It is Game On with Cody and John. I'm Cody.
And I'm John. Welcome to the Uncommon Podcast for the Common Gamer.
The original.
And the best.
And the best. Don't listen to the other one. Don't listen to any other ones. We are the only Game On you should listen to.
That's right. And we're coming to you from the north side of Indianapolis tonight. Coming to you from HoosierCon 2009.
Who is your con, John?
It is... I have no idea what you're
That makes no
about.
Sense.
No. But we're here at HoosierCon 2009. You can hear probably a lot of people having fun and playing games.
Really good crowd so far.
It's a very good crowd so far.
Yeah.
I see people to my right playing Arkham Horror.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting Hollow Earth Expedition game going on also to my right.
Yep.
Even got a miniatures paint and take table right
yep.
over here. So lots going on and should be just a lot of fun. So that's what we're going to be talking about this whole episode.
Well, let's get in it.
All right, let's do it.
It's time for the Game On Inbox. Here you'll find gaming news, information, discussion, as well as feedback from you, the listener. Send questions, comments, and brilliant ideas to gameoninbox@gmail.com. That's gameoninbox@gmail.com. Let's double-click on our inbox and see what we find.
Well, it is the Game On Inbox. Not a lot of gaming news, but we are going to talk about what we've been playing, what we're going to play, and what our audience is going to play and have played, and all the past, present, and future tenses have played.
Yeah, and you know, it might take a while because we have an audience of thousands right
thousands.
Now.
Thousands. We have selected a handful to join us here today.
The special elite force that are going to be joining us.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
But yeah, there's lots of stuff to do at HoosierCon. I'm sure that for our listeners out there that have local conventions. I'm sure that if you've been to one of those, there's always lots of stuff to do.
Absolutely.
HoosierCon is no exception. We have things like board games, miniatures games. There's all kinds of painting and role-playing games, lots of those kind of things. And
finally. So what are you playing here at HoosierCon?
You know, I actually am only signed up for one event.
Well, it is the best event.
And that is Cody's ex-president's game using the Savage World system,
yep.
where I'm hoping to be the great Theodore Roosevelt. That's
my
plan. I want to carry the big stick.
You want to carry the big stick. I'm running a game tomorrow. It's based on the Savage Worlds. It's kind of taken from the old Saturday Night Live skit from the 90s, the ex-presidents, where, you know, like Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan and other stars of the presidency go around. And
Jimmy Carter was a star of the presidency?
He was a president.
Okay.
So
that's what makes you a star, I guess.
We'll go with that. So that's all you're doing is ex-presidents.
Right, although I do hope to get some pickup games. I brought a copy of Battlestar Galactica, and I got a really great new card game from Fantasy Flight Games called I, Dark Overlord.
Or in Italian?
Si, oscuro signore.
Very good.
And it's a game that's about, basically, you're playing a minion of this Dark Overlord named Rigor Mortis, and he's sent you out to go and do some dastardly deed, and you've come back, and you've totally failed and screwed it up. And so Rigor Mortis will question you and say, you know, why have you not brought me back the princess from the cave or whatever, and I don't know why a princess would be in a cave, but I'm not good at this game. And then it's your job to use the cards that you have in your hand to help to tell the story as to why you weren't able to accomplish your task.
So it's kind of a mix between an RPG and a card game.
Yeah, if you've ever played the game Once Upon a Time, it's sort of like that.
Nice job. Nice save.
It's got a lot more of an RPG feel to it. And then the person who's playing Rigor Mortis, they have to sort of judge you, I guess. And if they get bored, they can give you cards that are called withering looks, like... and
yeah, I'm sure
For all of you who aren't using the enhanced video podcast, I just gave a withering look. And then if you get a 3 withering looks, then you're out of the game. So
nice.
Yeah. But so I hope to get a pickup game of that going at some point.
Very good. Well, besides running ex-presidents, I'm going to try and play Are You a Werewolf tonight.
Oh, is that
there's an 11 o'clock game tonight, and that game you get like 20 people together, and it is a hootenanny, as the kids say. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, they usually fill up the hallways at Gen Con with really annoying people playing that until 4 in the morning.
The freaking hippies.
Yep.
But you know what we've played. You probably don't care what we play, but we have our outstanding audience. We're going to pass our the Game On portable microphone, and we're going to ask them what they've been playing and what they're going to play here at HoosierCon.
Okay, you know, I'll tell you what. I'll even just walk around with this mic.
Oh, there you go.
And then I can just sort of...
See, he does all the work. I just made the logo.
Exactly. Hold on just a
second. There you go.
Okay, so if I could ask you, what's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa, okay, and where are you coming from?
Around here.
Okay, local, and what are you going to be playing here at HoosierCon?
I was thinking Werewolf, or maybe something that just looks fun. Basically, all I've done today is the paint and take.
Well, cool. So you have a taker on your werewolf game
awesome.
There, partner.
And I can't paint. I mean, I got shaky hands, you know.
Really?
I'm old.
Shaky hands?
Shaky hands.
Old man of 25, okay.
26,
and your name,
sir?
Ian.
Ian, and where are you coming from?
Around here.
Okay, so you got another local local con goer. What are you going to be playing at HoosierCon?
Lots of RPGA. Going to be playing the Who's a Werewolf later tonight.
Look at that.
Later tomorrow.
I say it, people flock to it.
I know, beautiful, yeah. And so our RPGA, I know that, Cody, your fiance and fiance's family are running a lot of that RPGA stuff, is that
yep.
right? Yeah, okay. So let's go over to your fiance who's sitting right next to you. This is Kaylin. Hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
Okay, and so what are you doing RPGA the entire time at HoosierCon?
Pretty much, yeah. I've got a co-coordinator who's helping me out with that, so he's running it right now.
Awesome. You know, I just realized as I'm doing this that I'm actually pretty bad at interviewing people.
Nicely done.
At least with this microphone. I feel like I'm Phil Donahue or something.
Do you want to tag out?
You want to do it?
Yeah, you want to tag out?
All right, okay, cool. We're trading off here.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's get up. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please. Hi there, young man. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason. Where are you from, Jason?
A couple miles northwest of here.
Couple miles northwest of here. Okay. We've got a diverse crowd here. They all came from like 10 square miles.
We have a city full of divers. A lot of diversity.
We do what we can. What are you going to play today? Or rather, at the whole weekend?
Well, I'll sign up for Are You a Werewolf? So
okay.
Money in the bank.
Great, great.
Very good. What else are you going to play?
Let's see. We did a couple card games today. We did, I watched some friend of mine finish up Red November when I got here, and we did
Red November. We've done that one,
yeah. Reviewed on the podcast.
Very good.
Yeah.
Did you like Red November?
Oh, we've played it before. It's
okay. He loves it. He loves it.
Awesome.
All right. Who do we got here? What's your name, man?
We're really putting people under a lot of pressure.
Where are you from, Morgan?
Elkhart, Indiana.
All right, Elkhart. That's up north.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right?
All right.
I live here. I should know.
See, what, RV capital of the world? Is that right?
Former RV capital of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to be playing this weekend?
I just would like to try out a bunch of new board games, stuff that I haven't played before. I play a lot of miniatures games, a lot of board games, and some role-playing, so...
What would you say is your favorite game? You had to pick one.
Right.
Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, right now, our group is playing a lot of a game called Battle Stations.
Okay, yeah.
Heard of that?
That's
very
good.
Yeah. Well, if you find some good games this weekend. All right, and our final selected member, what?
Well, no, I just wanted to mention that the final selected member here is wearing a Fear the Con 2 t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
So be sure to ask him about that.
I will. Thank you. Uh-huh. Hey, can I continue the interview now?
If you want to.
Thanks, Dad. Okay, so our next audience member, the last one we're going to sample here, is wearing a Fear the Con 2 t-shirt, and I heartily applaud that.
Yay!
As if you listen to one podcast, of course, you listen to Game On with Cody and John. If you listen to two, you listen to us and Fear the Boot. So tell us, how was Fear the Con first?
Fear the Con was absolutely amazing. 150 of my best friends all hanging out and drinking and playing games for 3 days.
Very good. Did you get to touch Dan's flowing locks?
I sure did. Twice.
Oh. Did it give you strength?
It gave me more strength than I could imagine.
Very good. So what are you going to be playing this weekend to kind of as a sequel to Fear the Con?
I haven't actually signed up for anything for this con, but I'm more than willing to pull together a more than one pickup game. Anyone that wants to play, go ahead and get a hold of me. I'll run something.
Sounds like a plan. Well, that's just a sample of what our listeners are going to be playing. What do we do now? What's the next thing? I don't have my paper.
I think
blah, blah, games, blah.
All right, so on our previous episode, we had a contest to win the game Backseat Drawing, courtesy of Out of the Box Games, and we played a little game of Backseat Drawing with our listeners. We got a phenomenally great response.
Everyone got it right.
Everybody that actually sent us an email did get it right, and the answer to your description was, Cody?
My excellent description, sir, was a domino.
A domino. With a one and a two on it, right?
Yes, a one
we
and a two.
We got some very specific answers, too. It's like a domino with a one at the top and a two on the bottom.
My art degree is safe.
Yeah.
I don't have to return it.
That's very good, yeah.
Thank you.
And so we had got a whole bunch of entries to the contest that were correct, and using our random number generator, we selected a winner, and the winner is?
Mr. Robert Stotch, or Stock.
I'm sure it happens to you all the time, Robert. It's either Stock or Stotch.
Or Smith. I don't know.
But congratulations, Robert.
Robert Stock.
If you, I believe that in your email, you actually did include your address, and so we will.
It's confident. Yeah. Just send me the game. I've got it.
I've got it.
Don't worry about it.
So we'll be sending out a brand new copy of Backseat Drawing, courtesy of Out of the Box Publishing. To you. So thanks for entering the contest.
Very good. Hey, it's our good friend Paul. You're live on Game On. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good, Cody. How are you doing?
Doing well. You're playing Arkham Horror here.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't lost yet. That's remarkable for this game. How many gates do you have left to go?
That would be looking like two for now.
You might do it.
We might, but you know, it seems to be close to waking
up. What else are you going to be playing this weekend?
I don't know yet. At some point, I do need to play some Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, well, you're playing the board game version, so I'll let you get back to that. Have fun. Mike Brandon, you're live on Game On. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing great. We just got to the Svalich Woods in Ravenloft.
Ravenloft. Now, this is the old first edition mod, right?
It is.
Are you going to destroy them outright? Because there's a lot of people here it looks like to kill.
Yes, we are playing Nightmare Level.
Oh.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means double the encounters and about double the content.
Wow. Well, I'll let you get back to killing your players. Have a good weekend. How's it going? You're live with Game On, Cody and John. What are you playing here?
What is the name of this game?
Flick Car. Pitch Car. How you doing in it?
Second place.
Is it hard?
No.
No? Is it frustrating?
It's frustrating, yes.
It looks frustrating. Well, I'll let you get back to your game. Thanks for being on the show. Excuse me, do you have a second? Hi, you're live on Game On with Cody and John. What are you doing here?
Paint and take.
Paint and take. So what is that? You just come in, you pick a mini, and you start painting?
You paint it, and then you take it when you're done.
Wow. See, I can never paint. Shaky hands, and I'm not very patient. So what are you working on there?
This is... A fire wizard, a fire mage.
Oh, very cool. Oh, it looks very nice. I'm going to get a quick word from the fire mage. Okay, very good. Well, it's looking very good. You're already a lot better than I could ever be, so enjoy. What?
She's hot.
She is hot. I'm slipping in my old age, I tell you. Oh, well, thanks for listening. All right, we got Jimmy Yancey here live with Game On and Cody and John. You're one of the organizers here. Tell us a little bit about the con itself.
Well, what we decided to do was we had decided we wanted to get a group of gamers together, and we found out that March was a great time to have a gaming convention. And we went ahead and scheduled the venue, put the things online, got a great, great response from GMs and players. It's overwhelming, actually. We're close to 300 attendees, and this is Friday.
Not too bad.
Yeah. So so far, everything that I've been hearing is going really well. Few cancellations, but that's bound to happen. But fortunately, we've had other people bring in games, and as far as what I can tell from talking with people, everybody's really happy.
Yeah, for an opening night of a con, it's really hopping here. So it is a free con, completely free. How do you guys manage to do that?
Well, we do it through the gracious donations of our volunteers and staff, and everything has been completely paid for. It is. It's 100% free, free registration, free events, and as long as we can, we're going to keep this as free as possible.
Sounds like a plan. So what are you going to be running or playing this weekend?
Well, I already played in a Grave Robbers from Outer Space. Oh, yeah. Great, great, fun card game. And I don't remember. I think I'm signed up for an RPGA event. I've been running through the schedule, had a few changes here and there. So, but I'm signed up. I'm playing one of the Call of Cthulhus from the MU Skulls. And
they run great events. I did. They do the U2 King Cthulhu, right? Yeah, I did one of their events 2 years ago at Gen Con. It was phenomenal. Probably one of the best con games I've ever played. So anything else you want to leave us with here?
I'd just like to thank all the volunteers, and thank all of our sponsors, and thank the Hilton, and thank our staff, and especially thank the attendees. This has been a great convention so far.
Definitely. If you're not here, you need to be here next year because this is going to be really hopping. All right. Thanks so much, Jim.
Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, well, we just finished a really great game of Battlestar Galactica, the board game, and we're here at HoosierCon 2009, and we had kind of a special event here. We had the opportunity to play BSG, the board game, with Alan Stucker and his, what do we call it, brood of daughters.
Gaggle.
Gaggle of daughters.
Murder, I don't know.
You may remember from a previous episode that we had a contest where we gave away Battlestar Galactica, the board game, as a prize, and what we did was we asked you, the listener, to tell us why you deserve to win this game, and Alan sent us a very charming, heartwarming email talking about his four lovely daughters and wanted to get them kind of into some more hobby-style gaming, and so we sent them a copy, and they brought it to HoosierCon, and we got a chance to play it.
Yeah, we did. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one, and like every other game of Battlestar Galactica that we played, the Cylons won.
As it should be.
Yeah, because Cody was a Cylon. So anyway, we have around the table here, we have Alan Stucker.
Hi there, I'm Alan.
And then we have...
I am Morgan, and I'm the youngest of 6 daughters.
Morgan the youngest, okay. And then we have...
Babs,
who is a twin with...
Lauren,
okay. And which one is older?
I am Babs.
Babs is older by...
13 minutes.
13 minutes, okay. And so she's obviously the more mature of the two.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. And then we have?
Sam. Hi, I'm the oldest.
The oldest, okay.
I'm Cody. I'm the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Oh, that's true.
And Sam was the only one of the daughters that was a Cylon, so.
I have never seen one.
And she had a pretty, if you're a poker player, you'll know that in poker, if you kind of give away your position, you're said to have a tell. Sam has a little bit of a tell when it comes to being a Cylon.
I'm very horrible at it. Anytime there's a lie or a secret I have to keep, my face turns into a smile and I start laughing.
Yeah, her face got a little red there. Yeah. She started laughing. I'm like, huh, I wonder if she's a Cylon or not.
Yeah, and I told you. I told you.
Yeah, I told everyone Cody was a Cylon. No one believed me.
Cody was a Cylon from the very beginning.
I was the only one from the beginning. And I couldn't do a lot because they were playing very well and I was just... I had nothing there, so that's a testament to them. They've obviously played the game a few times and know what they're doing because I was pretty powerless until I got some Cylon buddies to out and have picnics with.
I was a stinking sympathizer, which I still say is the worst card in the game.
Now talk a little bit about that. What do you think about the sympathizer card?
Well, I don't understand the mechanic it's trying to say. So if the ship is badly damaged, I'm a human in the brig. If it's not damaged, then I'm a Cylon, but I don't get a crisis card.
Right.
Which is a pain in the butt. Actually, the crisis cards are what really make it for the Cylon, in my opinion. So I like it that when we play at home, it's a 5-player game. You don't have the sympathizer card, so I don't have to worry about that mechanic.
I thought about not even putting it in for the 6-player game because it does sort of mess with things because we ended up with 3 Cylons versus 3 humans. And that is really, really difficult.
It was fun.
You were in the brig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody made a fantastic play. And he threw somebody in the brig.
I'm sorry.
Passed around the admiral and the president's cards. It was just a beautiful thing to see.
For those of you that are doing the math at home, there's 7 of us around the table. Battlestar Galactica is a 6-player game. I had the wonderful role of being the skill supervisor of counting out all the skill cards. I was also the person rolling the dice for the Cylons until they didn't like the way I was rolling the dice.
It's pretty bad.
But we did horribly too, so
yeah,
that
they proved that they couldn't roll.
You're like the equipment manager of the Galactica.
That's really an exciting role.
Just saying.
We had a great time. We just really appreciate Alan and his family coming out to HoosierCon. You guys having a good time?
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
Great time.
Good, okay.
We want to thank you guys for giving us the game. Obviously, we've had a lot of fun with it. We really appreciated that you did it. And it was absolutely great to meet you guys. I've been kind of, I don't know what you call it on Facebook, not emailing.
Yeah, we've been chatting a bit.
Chatting a bit online. And just, like I said, glad to meet you. It's nice to put a face with the voice I listen to every other week or so.
Still can't believe you have Facebook.
That's another podcast, honey.
And you can check us out on Facebook. We do have a group on there now. We've had one for a while, but we're trying to get it active again.
Yeah, we're trying to get some more folks to join it, and we'll start updating a little bit more regularly. But anyway, so from HoosierCon 2009, on behalf of the Stucker family and Cody and I, happy gaming.
See ya.
Bye.
Buy, try, or deny. Every episode of Game On, we review a game and offer our opinions to help you decide whether a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on. If we say that a game is a buy, we definitely recommend that you go to your local gaming store or online retailer and purchase it immediately. If we say the game is a try, we think it's a good game and definitely worth playing, but the game may or may not appeal to a certain audience, or it has one or two flaws that may keep you from enjoying it fully. If we deny a game, there is definitely something seriously wrong with the game, and we recommend that you let it continue to collect dust on your game store's shelf. So let's get started.
Welcome to our Buy, Try, or Deny segment, live from HoosierCon 2009. This episode, we're going to be talking about the game Ninja vs. Ninja, which is from Out of the Box Publishing. It was published in 2008, and it was designed by Tushar Giwala. I think hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. So this game is for two players, and it plays in literally about 5 to 10 minutes. So it's real quick. This is sort of an abstract strategy game that has been juiced up with the addition of really, really high quality components. And, you know, how can you deny that ninjas are absolutely awesome? So as I'm explaining the game here, our audience members here are getting to see the game components, and I'll go ahead and just describe them to you. You're going to get a board in this game, and that board is going to represent the two dojos of these ninja factions, I guess. Each player will get their own dojo, and then there's a section in the middle called the neutral area or the neutral zone, which is a kind of a 3x6 grid of gray squares. So each player is going to get six ninjas, and these are fantastic little plastic ninja components. I mean, they're really nice little chunky things. They're very colorful. They've got little swords and stuff, and that's kind of fun. So every player will get six one of those, and it'll show you on the board which squares to set those up in as starting locations. Then you're also going to get another ninja that has the same color base, either red or black, but the ninja itself will be gray, and that is going to be your Shadow Master. The Shadow Master is going to keep track of how far you're able to get into your opponent's dojo. And that's really kind of the name of this game is ninjas are famous for being able to be sneaky and sneak around. And so what you're trying to do in this game to gain points is you're trying to sneak your ninjas into your opponent's dojo and then turn around and sneak back. And depending on how far you get into your opponent's dojo, that's going to determine how many points you get. And the first player to 7 points is going to be the winner. So there's some specific rules for movement, and those rules are basically going to be governed by the exceptionally awesome four-sided dice that come with the game. Right, so these dice look like little rectangles with swords stuck through them. So, you know, without the swords, it would probably be a strangely sided six-sided die. But instead, it's four sides with these swords through them. Just absolutely awesome components. So what you're going to do on your turn is... I forgot one other component in the game is you have your... what do they call it? Like the Dojo Master or something. What is it called? Conehead Masters. Okay. And these are kind of the Mr. Miyagi little figures, and they're basically just your scorekeeper to keep track of how many points you've acquired in the game. So the way the game is going to work is you will roll to see who goes first, and then you'll roll the dice, and on your turn you'll get to move one ninja that number of spaces. And the way the movement works is you can move forward, And also make a right or left turn. So you can make a any kind of a 90-degree movement. So it's a combination of seven squares and one 90-degree turn is basically going to be your turn there. Yeah, Cody's doing a great job of doing the Vanna White here of explaining how that goes. Okay. So what's going to happen is you can move your ninjas around inside your own dojo in whatever way that you want using those rules for movement. But if you decide to go into the neutral zone and start to go into your opponent's dojo, that's considered sending a ninja on a mission. And you can only have one ninja on a mission at a time. So once one crosses in there, you can't have any others on there. So only one ninja can be on a mission at a time. And so you're going to try to get as far as you can into your opponent's dojo. So in this case, he's gotten one space into the opponent's dojo. So the Shadow Master for that player is going to move one space to indicate that that's the potential number of points that you could score on that mission. So if he wants to be daring, he could roll the dice again and try to go farther into the dojo. But here's the rule. Once you've started on a mission, once you've crossed into that neutral zone area, you have to finish your mission in three moves or less. And if you don't, then your ninja dies. So if you aren't able to get back across into your dojo within three turns, then your ninja will die. And that also accounts for if you make one move with that ninja, and then on your second move, you decide to move a different ninja, that still counts as the second move of that first ninja's mission. So now he has to get back in one move. So
he's still on the clock.
The ninja on the mission?
Right.
That's right, still on the clock.
Right.
So you have to be real careful with how you want to push your luck with this, especially since the movement is based on a die roll, so you don't really know whether you're going to get a 2 or an 8. And so where is the conflict in this game? Well, this is where it's sort of like chess, is that...
ninjas ain't peaceful.
No, they're not. They're not. They got the swords.
All the ninjas I've met.
To all the ninjas None. I've loved before.
Sorry.
Okay, so what will happen is that if you end your movement on a space with a rival ninja, then you kill that ninja. So it's just like chess and that you can capture a piece like that, yeah. And so that ends up being the basics of the game. If you're able to get back across, then the points that you've accumulated with your Shadow Master will become actual points that your little conehead dojo master will accrue. And then your Shadow Master will go back to its beginning spot so it can keep track of a different mission. So you'll just continue on until one player gets to 7 points, or if you eliminate all of your opponent's ninjas, then you win by default.
That is not honorable.
That is not an honorable way.
Are ninjas honorable? The samurai are honorable. I don't know how it goes.
Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
I'm sorry, our audience knows more about ninjas than I do. Sorry. I didn't wiki it before I came.
As you would say, this isn't ninja on, it's game on.
So is that the game?
That's the whole game,
dude. It's the shortest rules explanation ever.
I know, and that's tough for me. I'm pretty long-winded when it comes to that. Okay, and so now let's just talk real quick, Cody, about what we think about this game and whether we would give this a buy, try, or deny. You know, we're not going to be able to hide our feelings for this game too easily, so I'll just go ahead and just throw down the question.
It Cody, was crap. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought you'd say. For Ninja versus Ninja, buy, try, or deny?
I think it's a buy. It's definitely a good addition for two players. You can play it in about 5-10 minutes. You can play it very quickly, and it's a lot of fun. And there's little plastic ninjas and dice with swords in them. I'm out.
That's it. That's all you got to say. I'll also give this a definite buy. It's not an expensive game. I think it only retails for $20 or $25, something like that. And you're getting great components. I like the fact that it's a short game, and so you can. I've never really sat down and played only one game of this. You're always going to play probably best of three or something like that.
Well, not tonight. We'll play one.
Yeah, we'll play one tonight. And you know that gets into what we're going to talk about next, and that is our new contest.
Uh-oh.
for HoosierCon for the people that are sitting around the table here with us.
So that means nothing for you if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to be rewarding for you at all, but. But anyway, what we're going to do here for the listeners that are here is we're going to have a little ninja versus ninja, Cody versus John. And we're going to select two members of our audience here, and they're going to be kind of our cheerleaders, I guess.
Yeah, cheerleaders.
Why not?
Motivational life coaches.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Maybe assistants, if you will. And Cody and I are going to play a game of ninja versus ninja, and whoever wins the game, either me or Cody, that person's cheerleader.
Champion.
Okay, yeah, we'll be their champions. Okay. And that person is going to win a big pile of prizes. And we actually, we've got about five games we're giving away. We have Rumus, Cineplexity from Out of the Box Games, our review copy of War for EDATH. We've got a great role-playing card game called Dragonstorm, and also the game Gift Trap, which we talked about on the previous episode. So that big pile of games is going to go to whoever is standing next
Someone's
to
gonna go
the
home
victor.
Happy.
Definitely, yeah.
Everyone else will go home still happy because they got to sit in on Game On with Cody and Jeff.
Exactly.
But maybe not as happy, but a general degree of happiness.
Yeah. Well, we've done a lot of things in our show that are probably really boring, but there's nothing more boring than actually having footage of someone sitting and playing a game. So we're not going to do footage of that.
Right. Maybe science would be more boring.
It probably would be, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and just press pause here for a second. We're going to play the game. We'll come back in a second and tell you the results.
I'm going to win.
I don't think so. I just don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
What I am Ninja, he's Ninja, she is Ninja too. I am Ninja, we are Ninja, but I believe that you are Ninja too. Ow, 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 ow.
Okay, so we just got through with our epic battle of Ninja versus Ninja.
Under protest.
And who won?
Well, I let you win that one. I didn't want to embarrass you in front of all the fine people here, but everyone knows clearly I was the winner, right? Right?
Your Cincinnati Reds kung fu was weak.
I know. I should have wore a Colts jersey. But, oh, well.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, because of that, our winner.
Winner? Thank you.
It's getting late. The winner of our contest is Mr. Morgan Merchant.
Yay. Well done.
All right.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Way to pick a cheater. Good job.
He's won a large prize package of five games that we've collected. And our second place, or our
runner-up.
Our runner-up, if you will, is Teresa. Okay. And what we wanted is to...
I'm so sorry.
We're very sorry that you picked the wrong person and you didn't pick the winner. But
thank you.
But we would like to offer you a consolation prize because obviously Cody needs some help with his Ninja versus Ninja skills.
Thanks.
And so your consolation prize, we're actually going to give you this copy of Ninja versus Ninja.
So there you go.
And so you can maybe give Cody a call and give him some tutoring on how to play the game.
I'm not good at games.
Yeah, that's my line.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so that's our buy, try, or deny, Ninja versus Ninja. We both give it an emphatic buy.
Definitely. Go buy it, even if a guy cheats that you play with.
What did you guys think of the game, just overall? You're getting thumbs up. I'm getting intense. Yeah, it was a pretty intense little game we had going on there. So.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes you just got to let the lesser opponent win, and I feel I did that today.
My goodness.
I know.
Just listen to yourself.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. Yeah, it was a 7-6 victory. So
7-6.
Really very close there. So, all right. Well, I think that just about wraps up episode 15 of Game On with Cody and John here from HoosierCon 2009.
Yeah, we know it's been a shorter episode, but frankly, we want to go play some games.
That's right. We can't spend all of our time interviewing people and just talking on the microphone. There's lots of games to be played.
Indeed. So we hope to see you here next year if you're not already here. And until then.
We invite you to visit our website at gameonpodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments for us, we'd love to hear from you at gameoninbox@gmail.com. That's
gameoninbox@gmail.com. We repeated it.
We brought the echo back. So, and join us in 2 weeks when we'll have episode 16 for you, where we're going to be looking at our first role-playing game as part of our Buy, Try, or Deny.
It's about freaking time. We're going to be talking about Deadlands Reloaded as we go into the Weird West.
That's right. So until then...
Game on.